The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have been discussing the tradition in which the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, gives advice to Imam Ali. He says to Ali, I want you to follow my sunnah as far as my sadaqah and how I gave sadaqah, yeah, my charity, how I gave charity. When you look at our traditions, charity is proportionately linked to faith, proportionately linked to faith. The more iman you have, the more generous you will be. And so when we gauge our own lives and we find that, you know what, I'm not that generous, well, then you need to increase your faith a little bit, right? You need to have more faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more faith you have, the more easily you will be generous. Now, when we talk about generosity, we said all types of generosity, right? Akhlaq, smiling, helping, volunteering. But money in particular is the one that is often talked about, right? That here, the more generous we become, the more faith we have, the more generous we will be. So for example, this hadith says from our sixth imam, As-sakha min akhlaq al-anbiya wa huwa imadul iman wa la yakunu mu'minan illa sakhiyan. He says that charity is from the akhlaq of the prophets, yeah, and it is the pillar of religion, and it is not possible for you to be a mu'min except that you are generous. Yeah, and that's beautiful, right? That means, you know, like sometimes we always say that I don't know to gauge how much God has accepted me. This is one of the ways, right? That you should be generous. Now obviously when you be generous, you shouldn't get to your head, right? Because again, like this is supposed to create humility, humbleness. And so it's a balancing act. But this is interesting. I found that very interesting when our tradition said that generosity is linked to faith. Because I think you and I have all seen people with either no faith or imperfect faith be quite generous, right? It's not just Muslims who give, right? It's not just Shias who give, but people who are atheists give, people who are, you know, so how do you reconcile that, right? I googled this a week ago when I was working on this, or maybe a little bit before that, and if you look at the world's most charitable countries, right? So from 2009 to 2018, do you know which country was the most charitable in the world? Asking you. USA, America, was the most charitable country in the world for 10 years straight, from 2009 to 2018. They're not a mu'min country, you know what I mean? But how is it that this country was the top of the list in generosity, right? And so how does that work with this tradition? What's interesting is that when COVID hit, America dropped from 1 to 19. Yeah, and you know who rose in the top 10? All poor countries. Yeah, Uganda rose to number 2. Myanmar rose to number 1. Kenya rose to number 5. All of these countries which had suffered poverty and knows what it feels like to be poor, when things got really bad, they stepped up because they knew how it felt. While countries that were in the top 10, European, Western countries, they all dropped out of the top 20, right? Now, some argue that because there was nowhere to give, but that's not true. There's always causes to give. But it's when things got hard, you saw their pure intention. It wasn't really. Whatever their intention was, we're not here to judge their intention, but we kind of saw it in numbers, you know, like how it works, right? So how do we answer this question? I think it's an important question to answer. That, okay, our traditions tell us that faith is proportionately linked to generosity, or generosity is proportionally linked to faith. And here we have to understand that when Islam talks about jood or sakha, there's a very specific definition that Islam has about generosity. It's not just the act of giving. The act of giving is done by everyone, right? But when Islam says that someone is generous and they meet the checkbox of being generous, it's that they give freely with the recognition that whatever I am giving is not mine to begin with, it belongs to God. This is important to understand, that from the idea of generosity, if I am even give $1,000 and I feel very good, if I gave that money thinking it was my own money that I am giving, I'm not viewed as being generous by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But only when I give saying that this money is not even mine to begin with, it's God's, and so I'm doing what God wants me to do with that money, at that point, Allah says, this servant of mine is truly generous because he is giving that which I have told him to give. You understand? It's beautiful, okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds this all the time. He says in the Quran, for example, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, indeed those who recite the book of Allah, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ, and they establish their prayer, وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, and they spend after out of which we have provided them. Yeah? That means you have not earned this yourself. You have not accomplished this yourself. Allah is saying everything you have is because I have given it to you. These people, Allah says, when they give it, sirran wa alaniya, secretly and in publicly, yarjuna tijaratan lan tabur, they should expect a profit that will never perish. So all these verses, when you look at about God, he always says wa mimma razaqnahum, or mimma razaqnakum, and what I have given you and what I have provided for you. And so one of the most important things for us to realize is that when we are giving, after I have fulfilled the obligations, what's cool is that God gives it to us and then he says, fulfill your obligations, and then whatever is left, spend it on others, right? Because that's what I've asked you to do. Because why? It's my money, God is saying. It's not your money. And the quicker you and I accept that, I feel that we will become much freer in giving. Much freer. You know, for example, like if I tell you, like, here are 20 basketballs or 20 t-shirts or 20 chairs, can you just give them out to people? Man, how sloppily will we give it out? Yeah, just take. Yeah, we will just call everybody, right? Just people not deserve, we will just give. But if it was your own, you'd be like, nah, yeah? Show me your credentials. Yeah? Show me. This is what we do sometimes with God's, yeah? People come to us, ask us for something, we'll say, show me your bank accounts. Show me this. This was never the way of the Ahlul Bayt. Never the way of the Ahlul Bayt. Because when people did come to ask them, they knew that this money that they were giving was not even theirs, it was God's. And so they gave, right? Now obviously we live in different circumstances today. But that was never the way of the Ahlul Bayt. Their generosity was of a different level altogether, where we learned so many beautiful things, right? Like from them. Someone would come to the Prophet or come to the Imams, and before they would even ask, the Imam would say, write me your needs. I don't want to see your face when you ask me. Yeah. Sometimes somebody would come and they would ask the Imam, and he would go behind the door and he would give it to them from behind the door. And they would ask him why. He's like, I didn't want to see the embarrassment in their face when they got what I got. Their akhlaq was where? Where? Right? And this is where you and I, alhamdulillah, have to learn. Today, we are fortunate that a lot of our generosity and a lot of our giving comes from behind the computer screen. So we don't see the faces. We don't see that look of desperation. Alhamdulillah. But if someone does come to our face, there is a responsibility that we treat them with the akhlaq that the Ahlul Bayt would treat them. But if they're asking for one time, man, I shouldn't embarrass them by asking me all of these things, because this was not the way of the Prophet. Yeah. So again, give, the Prophet says in this tradition, give as much as you can until you think you are being wasteful. but know that you are not being wasteful in the eyes of God. If we can practice that, then inshallah we will be walking in the sunnah of Rasulullah and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhima afdalu salatu wassalam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.